As we come into our sitting practice this morning, let's go through some of those lovely basics that we often need to remind ourselves about after the holidays. So to simply ground ourselves in the body, sitting in an upright and dignified way. And remembering intentions for practice. To bring measures of interest and friendliness to ourselves and the practice as we go. Let's notice whatever thoughts and moods are showing up right now. Kind of taking the weather of the mind, heart. Let's feel into the body, little scan through, opening to whatever's here as it is. And connecting with breathing. Perhaps some nice full breaths to connect to it. And letting the breathing relax and be just as it is. And yoking the heart-mind to the body through breathing, wherever it's easy and pleasant for you. However you like to do that. Aware and noting experiences that show, that take us away from body and breathing. Remembering to relate to experience rather than from it. Relating to this mind, heart, body, rather than getting lost in any one experience and proliferating in the mind around it. Using these opening moments to get really grounded in the body, so that when we go into our metta practice for the easy ones and ourselves, we have the resourcing of the body to anchor us. Now, as we go into the metta practice, let's invoke in our minds some person or event where we felt unhesitating ease, friendliness, perhaps warmth, appreciation, a heart open in generosity. And it was pleasant, a pleasant, pleasant moment. Remembering this moment and letting it gladden the heart mind. Perhaps even bringing a smile to your face, to your whole being. Enjoying this felt sense of gladness. And then offering the phrases of goodwill, of metta for this one that we're practicing with today. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and with kindness. Ease and kindness. So keeping the awareness of body, perhaps along with breathing, smile, soothing touch even, keeping that felt sense alive, carry on in the silence, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing for this one that really warms and opens the heart. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. Taking your time with the phrases, letting yourself savor each phrase in relation to this one. Listening deeply to each phrase, so perhaps a bit of space between them. And take a few moments to finish the phrases for this one that opens the heart. And perhaps allowing in another that also gladdens the heart. And offering the phrases for this one. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. Or phrases, wishes of your choosing, whatever's helpful. Keeping the body steady and grounded. Letting the breath help. Soothing touch, smile. And as you care to, finishing off the phrases for that one, and perhaps invoking yet a third being, human or otherwise, it really opens and gladdens the heart mind. Or carry on with whomever you're working with, practicing with. And taking a few more moments with that. And letting yourself notice how that all sits with you. And then if you feel up to it, let's practice with ourselves as we are now, or perhaps as we were as young children, offering the phrases to ourselves, or perhaps imagining that a benevolent being is offering them to us, whatever works for you. I will use the first person as I say the phrases. But you may invoke a benevolent being and use the second person, you, as opposed to I. And so, feeling body, feeling breathing. Hand to the heart, maybe even a bit of a smile, if it helps. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm in the midst of this. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm in the midst of this. May I be well and healing in the midst of this. May I be well and healing in the midst of this. May I be peaceful within this body. May I be kindly peaceful within this body. May I rest with ease and kindness in this moment. May I rest with ease and kindness in this moment. And so practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing, with the focus on the self, befriending yourself, safe and protected, well and healing, ease and kindness. And that middle phrase of peaceful within this body may find helpful. keeping that felt sense of the body alive throughout. Bringing attention back as it wanders, noting where it wanders to. And feeling into body, breathing again, and connecting with the phrases. Feeling free to look at your notes. Soothing touch. Perhaps letting one of these ones that you were practicing with previously join you, offer the phrases for yourself along with them, if that makes it easier. Whatever works. It allows you to stick with the practice to some degree. And taking a few moments to finish off the phrases for oneself. And just noticing how the practice has been for you. You know, is there ease and open-heartedness, or maybe quite the opposite, or irritation, even boredom, anger? Maybe a need to practice longer, which you can do on your own. And trusting however the practice has unfolded for you. Really connecting with body and breathing as we've been doing all along. And listening to the bells to finish.